This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. Lord God, we thank you that we can be here today in a day of celebration and a day of expectation. Be with us as I preach your word. Take the words I prepared and through the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, help us all to hear something for us, to challenge, to confront, to help us to move forward in you. Through Christ we pray. Amen. Good to see you here today. Can I just do one textual criticism thing before we start? The passage that was just read by Miriam takes it 72 apostles sent out. The version I have is 70. There's a variation in it there as well. So if I'm saying 70 rather than 72, she got it right. But I have a different version in the version I prepared this text from. So don't... there. It says something about our Bible that there are variations in the text there. We just read out, after this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs. I want to highlight a small detail in that verse that is very easy to miss, but I think today it matters enormously. It is the phrase, in pairs. Not alone, not individually, not as spiritual lone rangers bravely heading out into the world, but together. And friends, that simple detail sets the tone for everything we might say this afternoon on an important day in the life of this pastorate. Because while the service marks the induction of one person, Robert, into a new situation, into a new pastorate, the truth is that Christian ministry is never the work of one person alone. It never has been. It was never meant to be. Jesus could have sent 70 individuals in 70 directions, but he didn't. It was 35 partnerships. Why? Because the work of the kingdom is always shared. So today, it's not just about your ministry, Robert, that begins here. It's about a shared ministry between you and these five congregations and colleagues and other Christians in the towns and villages, and within and among the five congregations themselves. This is not a solo posting, though it sounds like that whenever you're doing sorting out how many ministers go somewhere else. An induction is a call to work and to walk together. And then Jesus doesn't just send them out in pairs. He sends them out with very little. No purse, no bag, no sandal. It sounds pretty reckless, if you ask me. Surely a bit of planning would help. A comprehensive risk assessment at the very least, and a business plan. And why not a backup plan as well in case the first doesn't work? I'm not sure how many boxes the removal company has lugged here, Robert and Heather. I know that with my previous move to Ipswich almost 8 years ago now, there are still boxes that occupy space in the garage, in the loft, that haven't been touched since. And Jesus says, no purse, no bag, and no sandals. I wonder if Jesus is saying here, if you carry too much, you may forget what really matters. Because when the disciples are sent out, they are not to rely on what they bring, but on who they go with and who goes before them. Who is that? As they go, they are to depend on God, and they are also to depend on one another. And I think that's frightening. Depending on God is one thing, on each other, well, really. There's something deeply human about that. When you go somewhere new on holiday or on business, it makes all the difference not to be alone. To have someone beside you, someone to share the load, someone to laugh with or wonder with or even worry with when the planes are delayed or the credit card is rejected. And in ministry, that kind of shared life is essential. So to you, as you begin your journey here, your beginning here, you are not expected to carry everything. You are not meant to have all the answers. You're not being sent out alone with a full bag of solutions all previously worked out. You are being sent to walk with the people, these people, to listen, to learn, to share, to trust, and in so doing, lead. And to these congregations, you are not simply receiving a minister. You are being invited into partnership. Ministry is not something done for you. It is something lived with you. When you enter a house, first say, "Peace to this house." The first task Jesus gives to these 70 was not organising a program, not to grow in numbers, and not even to preach a great sermon, though we hope there might be a few of those. But speak peace. Offer peace. Carry peace. There's something beautifully simple about that in this world of increasing chaos and uncertainty. Peace. And yet, though it might be simple, it is not always easy. Because peace is not just a polite greeting. It's something that goes far deeper. It's about creating space where people feel seen, valued, and at ease. In a pastorate like this, five churches, each with their own character and history, that gift of peace really matters in each situation. For there will be differences, different ways of doing things, different resources, different expectations, different hopes for the future. And into all that, the call is not to force uniformity, but to cultivate peace. A peace that says we belong to one another, even when we are not identical. A peace that allows space for listening, patience, and grace. A peace that grows ever so slowly through relationships. And perhaps especially in congregations where many have been faithful for many years, peace includes honouring what has already been. Recognising the depth of commitment, the years of service, the quiet faith that has sustained these communities. But of course it does not end there. Peace doesn't rush in and sweep everything aside. It sits down, it listens, it learns, it names, and it hears the stories. It says gently, "I am with you. Peace be with you." Jesus goes on to say, "The harvest is plentiful, but the labourers are few." We often hear that and think about scarcity. Too few people. Too much to do. Not enough time. Not enough in the budget. But there's always another way to hear it. And that is Jesus saying, the harvest is plentiful. There is more going on, friends, than we can see. For God is already at work in these churches and in the communities around them. In conversation, in relationships, in quiet acts of kindness. In the lives of people who may never stand in this or the other churches. The temptation can be to look at churches, especially smaller or older congregations, and focus on what seems limited. Numbers may be fewer than they once were. Energy may feel different. Resources may be stretched. But Jesus invites us to see differently, to see not just what is lacking, but what is already growing. If we but look, the harvest is plentiful. So the call is not to manufacture something new out of nothing, but to recognise, nurture, and join in with what God is already doing. And friends, that takes all of us. Not just the minister, not just a few overworked leaders, but the whole community working together. Because the harvest is not gathered by one person. It never has been. It takes all of you working together. And then Jesus tells his disciples, remain in the same house, eat what is set before you, cure the sick, say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. I'm very partial to that thing, eat what is put in front of you, and I know Robert is as well. We do eat too much at times. But when you look at this passage, there is a rhythm here. It says, stay, share, serve, speak. It's not hurried. It's not frantic. It's relational. Remain in the same house. In other words, don't rush around trying to do everything everywhere all at once. Stay long enough for real relationships to form. That's wise advice for any ministry, but especially in a setting like this where there are multiple congregations and never enough hours in the day. There will always be a pull to be everywhere, to do everything, to meet every expectation of every congregation and every member in every congregation. But deep ministry doesn't come from constant motion. It comes from presence, from staying long enough to know people well, from building trust, from sharing life. And that applies equally to each and every one of us, not just the minister. It's a community, working, sharing, loving together. Church should not be a place we visit briefly and leave unchanged. It is a community we belong to, a place where we share joys and sorrows, where we support one another, where we grow together slowly and faithfully. And in that shared life, the kingdom of God becomes visible, not in grand gestures, but in ordinary acts of love. So what does all that mean for today? It means this induction is not just about one person stepping into a new role, though it is that. It is about a shared calling of each and every one of us, a calling to work together, to support one another, to be patient with one another, to learn from one another, to recognise that each person has a part to play. In the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians, the church is described as a body. Many parts, one body. No single part can do everything. No single part is the whole. And friends, that is good news. It means that the responsibility doesn't rest on one pair of shoulders. It is shared. So to you, Robert, your role is not to do everything, but to enable, to encourage, and to walk alongside. And to these congregations here, your role is not simply to receive, but to participate, to contribute, to share in the work of ministry in this community for all the community. Together, always together. Let me finish with this. Imagine again those 70 disciples heading out in pairs. At first, perhaps a little uncertain, wondering what lies ahead, not entirely sure how it will all go. But they are together. They knock on doors together. They share meals together. They face rejection together. They celebrate joy together. And along the way, they discover something. God is already there, ahead of them, among the people they meet, at work in ways they hadn't expected, not in their wildest dreams. And when they return, they come back not as isolated individuals, but as a community, full of stories, full of shared experiences, both good and difficult experiences, and full of wonder at what God has already done. Friends, this is the pattern of ministry we are called to. That is the invitation of this pastorate and the congregations in Wheatley, Banbury, Brill, Marshgibbon and Twyford United Reformed Churches. Not to go it alone, but to go together. So may you always go in pairs, in spirit, if not in practice. May you walk together with patience, with grace, and with trust. And may you discover again and again and again that as you do, the kingdom of God has indeed come nearer in this place. And may the living God bless you. Amen.